I want to start with a feeling most people have had, and almost nobody talks about out loud. You are at the end of a perfectly ordinary week, and you notice something. Not a crisis, just a quiet, hollow thing. You cannot think of who you would call if something went really wrong tonight. Not because anything bad happened. Not because anyone let you down. Just because the people who used to be that close are not quite that close anymore, and you cannot explain how it happened, or when. And somewhere underneath the ordinary busyness you have decided, it means something about you. That you are not the kind of person who keeps people. That you waited too long, or you are too much, or you are just bad at this. The warm, easy life that everyone else seems to have figured out. That feeling is what this whole series is about. And the first thing I want to do, before we get to anything else, is take it off you. Not with a pep talk, with evidence. Let us talk about the evidence, because it is more striking than most people realize. A few decades ago, researchers started asking people a simple question. How many people are there in your life who you would go to with something real? A serious problem? A crisis? The thing you do not say at work? The kind of people who would actually show up? When they started asking that question, the number people gave was somewhere around a dozen. Not folks you barely know. Real, close people. About a dozen. Researchers kept asking that question over the years, and the number has been moving. Today, the answer most people give is closer to two. And a striking and growing share of people, not a small edge case, say the honest answer is almost no one. Now I want you to sit with the shape of that, because the shape is the whole argument. The number went from about a dozen to about two. Across a whole society, all at once. So here is the honest question. Did human character suddenly get worse across an entire generation, all at the same time? Did people forget how to care? Did kindness break? Of course not. What changed was not the people. What changed was something underneath the people, and that is what we are going to look at. So what did change? Let me describe something that used to exist and that most of us have never lived inside of. There was a regular gathering, a weekly one, where the same people showed up week after week, year after year. It was not optional. It was just what you did. It was the kind of place where someone noticed if you were absent. Where people knew your parents and your kids and your problems without you having to explain them fresh every time. It was not just one place. It was a whole web of them. The close street where people lingered, the corner that anchored a neighborhood, the meeting that ran on a schedule, the shop where the same people traded the same goods and stopped to talk. These things were not luxuries. They were, in a quiet and practical way, the machinery that built those dozen close relationships. You did not go looking for closeness. Closeness was the byproduct of showing up, over and over, in the same place, with the same people, over years. That machinery, that regular, repeating, built-in structure, has been quietly coming apart for a long time. The close street got replaced by a drive-through suburb. The regular gathering got optional, then sporadic, then gone. The corner shop got replaced by a screen that delivers everything without requiring you to talk to anyone. And what we got instead, the connected world, is very good at many things, but it turns out it is not very good at making those dozen close relationships. You cannot stumble into deep closeness the way you once could because the structures that made stumbling into it are not there anymore. So here is where I want to be really careful, because there are two wrong ways to take this, and both of them miss the point. The first wrong way is to feel helpless, to say, the structure broke, so I am stuck, so there is nothing I can do, so why try? That is not what the evidence says, and it is not what this series is about. The second wrong way is the one most people have already tried, to feel guilty. To say, if I just tried harder, pushed through the shyness, said yes more often, was more outgoing, did the work, I could fix this. That one sounds more useful, but it has a built-in problem. You cannot willpower your way back into a structure that no longer exists around you. Trying harder is the right response to a personal failing. But if the problem is not personal, if the problem is that the machinery is not there, then trying harder just wears you out and leaves you in the same place, plus the guilt of having tried and failed again. And that is exactly the trap most people are in. They are working very hard to solve a problem built into the situation with personal effort, and they keep coming up short. And they keep deciding it means something is wrong with them. Nothing is wrong with them. The real problem is real, and it is solvable, but only if you name it right. Name it wrong, and you keep running at the wrong wall. Now I want to take the sharpest objection to all of this seriously. Because if you are a skeptic, and some of the best thinkers I know are, you are probably thinking it right now. It's the structure. Sounds like exactly the kind of thing someone says when they do not want to be responsible for anything. It sounds like cover. Like the person who blames the traffic and not their own alarm clock. And that is a fair worry, and I am not going to wave it off. So here is the honest case against my own argument. There are real people, right now, who have faced the exact same broken structure and built a rich web of close relationships anyway. They are out there. The evidence does not say the setup determines everything. It says the setup is the biggest factor most people are not naming. It says that working when the machinery is missing requires extra effort. Most people do not know they need to spend because they think they are the problem. The distinction matters. It's the structure is not permission to stop showing up. It is a correction to where you aim your effort. Instead of spending your energy on what is wrong with me, you spend it on what small piece of the setup could I rebuild? Those two questions lead to completely different places. One exhausts you, the other moves the number. So, if structure is the biggest missing piece, what does fixing it actually look like? Here is where the evidence gets useful, because researchers did not just map the problem. They went and looked at the people who beat it, the ones who had close, real relationships inside the same broken world everyone else was navigating, and asked what they were doing differently. And a finding keeps coming up across many different kinds of studies in many different countries over a long stretch of time. People who ended up with that dozen, or something close to it, were almost always involved in at least one group that met on a regular, repeating schedule. Not a special occasion, not a one-off event, a regular thing with the same people that kept happening whether anything exciting was on the agenda or not. The regularity was the point. The researchers call this the effect of repeated, unplanned interaction. When you show up in the same place enough times, closeness happens as a side effect, almost without trying. You do not engineer friendship. You put yourself in its way over and over, and the friendship builds itself. That finding is not complicated. But it means the fix is also not complicated, which is both the good news and the frustrating part, because simple is not the same as easy to remember to do. All right. Let us bring this all the way home to you, because this stops mattering the second it is just a report about other people. I want you to sit with three honest questions, and I mean honestly sit with them, not just nod past them. First, what regular repeating structure do you have in your life right now? Not a special occasion you look forward to. Not a one-off plan you are hoping to make. A regular thing with the same people that keeps happening. How many do you have? Be honest. For a lot of people, the honest answer is zero, or one that is drifted to every few weeks, which is not the same thing. Second, Where in your week is there a gap where something regular used to be? A meeting that quietly dissolved? A group that scattered? A regular call that just stopped happening? You probably know exactly what I mean. And you probably have a theory about whose fault it was. I want to gently suggest that it does not matter, and that is not where the energy goes. And third, the one that matters most. Is there someone in your life who is sharp and warm and easy to love, who you do not see on a regular schedule, who you keep meaning to call? That face you just pictured, that is where the jar gets started. So here is your one thing this week, and I want to be clear about what kind of thing it is. It is not a test. It is not a grade on how well you are doing. It is a gift to you and to whoever you give it with. Pick one person. 1. The face you just pictured will do, and give them one piece of repeating structure. Not a special plan, not a big event, not a conversation you've been putting off. A small, regular, ordinary thing that will happen again next week. A standing Tuesday check-in. A walk every Friday morning. A call the last Sunday of the month. The magic is not in the one time. The magic is in the repeating. That is the whole lesson. Structure is just a good thing that happens on a schedule instead of by accident. You are not trying to feel closer in one conversation. You are laying one small brick of something that will keep happening on its own, and closeness will grow in the gap as a side effect, the way it always has when people just kept showing up. Give one piece of structure this week. That is the whole move. So that is the foundation of this series. The evidence does not just sympathize with you, it clears you. The thing most people have been quietly blaming themselves for was a structure coming apart, not a flaw in who they are. And the fix is not an overhaul. It is one small, repeating thing given on purpose every week. Give one piece of structure this week. Next time, we take on the sharpest question the evidence raises. If the structure broke everywhere, why do some people seem fine? And what are they actually doing that the rest of us are not? It is the second book, and the answer is not what most people expect. Watched over, as always, by Daisy. See you there.